107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got some very special people joining us in the studio this morning with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. We've got lots to chat about, Hike for Hospice, and also we'll be chatting about the Endowment Fund. Joining us in the studio is Lucy Stewart, along with Dennis Young. And Dennis, Lucy, it's always great to see you. And Dennis, it's nice to see you because we've been chatting on the phone so often, and here you are in the studio. So Dennis, let's kick it off. Hike for Hospice is fast approaching.
Yes. Yeah, very quickly, actually, on June 5th. It's going to be a great event. I just looked at the reports this morning, and we have 102 participants.
Nice.
I think we've raised somewhere in the area of $30,000 so far.
Awesome.
So, but that day is going to be kind of interesting and exciting at the same time. So the last couple of years, we've had to do it virtually, and that worked really well. People loved it, really, because they could do it at their leisure. They could do what they wanted. If they didn't want to hike, they could ride, they could bike, they could ride a horse, they could do anything. But this year, we're doing a hybrid model. So you still can do that, right? But we are also actually staging an event. The event's going to be out at the Perth Museum, working with John Castner.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Great location.
It's going to be a great day. So, you know, there is a hike trail out there, the Tom Moore Trail. So you're more than welcome to hike, you know, out there. It's just under a kilometer, I think. But you can expand it out there as well. So, you know, great for families and stuff like that. And then around noon hour, we're expecting to have just very brief opening kind of ceremonies. But then we have some activities for kids. There's a scavenger hunt. There's also the exhibits that are there, the Justin Bieber, if you haven't been out to see that exhibit. But also the Anne Frank.
Oh, yes.
Which is great. We're very pleased to actually have it in this area and stuff, too. So it's going to be a great day, and we hope that everybody's able to join us to do that.
And, you know, June has sounded so far away, but it's coming up fast.
It is. It's like 2 weeks-ish, right? Not quite 2 weeks. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, it should be a good day. We're all looking forward to it, and we're hoping to see a bunch of people there. If you do a virtual walk, we really encourage you to come out to the museum after anyway.
Sure, exactly. So it's not too late to register or to sponsor someone who's taking part.
Definitely not. You can register by going to rotaryhospice.ca. You can also donate there as well. So
okay.
We would encourage you to participate, but if you can't or whatever, then you can definitely donate, and we'd very much appreciate that.
And this is the 8th annual.
It is. I know, amazing.
It's such a great community event.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, and the community has really kind of wrapped themselves around the hospice, and we're so pleased, you know, from the very inception of it and stuff, that we've been very well supported within the community, and we're just trying to keep our end of the bargain up by kind of doing things like this to continue to raise money for operational needs, really.
Exactly.
So, anyway, we're very pleased.
There's great events happening. Now, Lucy's here in the studio. And Lucy, let's talk about this endowment fund. You wanted to touch on this morning. What's this about?
Thank you, Jamie. Good morning. Yes, well, we do a lot of different ways of fundraising for the hospice. As Dennis talked about, the operational funds. So Ministry of Health funding actually covers only about 50% of what we need every year to cover the costs of operating the hospice. So the board looks at different ways of giving. People can donate to the hike or participate in hike. They can be monthly donors. They could give at year end. They can give through stock. But then the board and some very supportive donors talk to the board about looking at establishing an endowment fund with the Stratford Perth Community Foundation. And that's really, it's kind of like your RRSP, if you think of it that way. It's your fund that, you know, doesn't reap a lot of money right now because it is for down the road. So, you know, in 10 to 20 years' time, the hope is that the money from that fund will be able to pay a significant chunk of those operation funds.
Okay.
So it was established, I'm looking at Dennis, past board chair, it was established just recently, just within the last few months. And then we had some tremendous donors, the staff and family from the St. Mary's area, who stepped up and are our inaugural donors to that fund.
Okay.
And so we're still, you know, building the fund. And every year, we look to grow it. So that's another way for somebody to give Or even leave a donation in their will towards that fund.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's a great idea.
It, you know, I think if you think about the RRSPs, it's you don't touch them now because you want them for down the road when you need that, you know, when you're looking for that money. So that was really, and maybe Dennis has some words too.
The only thing I really wanted to add is that we're in the type of business where fundraising, we will do it always. Right? So we need to look at creative ways of being able to kind of do that. And people want to donate differently, right? Mm-hmm. And they, you know, a lot of people want to leave a legacy in some way within their community and stuff. And this is a great way to be able to do that. The endowment fund will just ensure that going on, moving through into the future and stuff, that we're able to kind of provide the type of palliative care within this area in a quality way and with quality people and having the funds to do that. So that's what the endowment fund will do.
Perfect. And Lucy, did you want to add anything to that, or just if they want some more information, what's the best way? I'm sure some people have some questions about the endowment fund. What's the best way to reach out?
Exactly. So they're welcome to reach out to me at rotaryhospice.ca. They can find my contact information on the website. They could also reach out to, if they're already familiar with the Stratford Perth Community Foundation, they could talk to Heidi or Roxy there. So, you know, we see it. This is just the start, and it will grow. And, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It's just another way of giving, right? And as Dennis said, the hospice is here long term.
Exactly.
You know, for all of us, we never know when we might need it. It's here for the community and here for the individual at no cost to them. That's why we do the fundraising.
And if you listen to some of the families who have been there, that's really, you know, that's our gravy, sort of. I mean, it's really kudos to the staff that we have and the people within the community, and they are so happy to be there. It's unbelievable. So. And you can go on the website, too. There's testimonials on there that kind of verify that.
All right. Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. Don't forget, Hike for Hospice is coming up on June 5th, the 8th annual one. And Lucy and Dennis Young and Lucy Stewart, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you,
thanks for having
Jamie.
Us, Jamie. That's great.